All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Laurel LeBrun, the co-owner of Domaine de Lac Bryson, an outfitter up in the northern end of the Pontiac that's been quite affected by the ongoing forest fires in the region. Excuse me. Laurel, how's it going?
Not too bad. It could be better.
For sure. So could you, I guess, just right off the bat here, talk about how this last week has been for you guys?
Well, it kind of feels like a pandemic all over again, with just the uncertainty of if we can actually open our doors, if our clients are going to be able to come in, if we go down for supplies, if we can actually come back up. It's been pretty concerning up until about 2 days ago, when there was a fire that started about just south of our territory. Near Lac Duval, but that one has since been put under control, and so it's given us quite a relief, actually. SOPFA was on the fire, and they've actually managed to control it now. We've seen the presence of helicopters around as well, so that's also reassuring to us. But we're remaining, we're all safe up here, remaining vigilant and cautious. Of the situation could change at any moment, so we're ready to leave if necessary, but that doesn't seem to be the case right at the moment.
And for those that might not be too familiar, could you describe a little bit about your business that you guys have up there, and also exactly where you're located?
Yes, we run a hunting and fishing lodge that we offer hunting and fishing vacations, summer vacations for families too, that want to experience a quality outdoor getaway. We rent cottages and boats and motors and things like that as well. We're located up the Jim Lake Road. Our road goes in at 70 kilometer 72 on the Jim Lake Road and onto Bryson Lake Road, and we're about 16 kilometers in from that main road.
Do you have an idea what it'd be time? Like out of maybe Fort Calandra from the 148-ish?
Oh, yeah, about an hour and a half. There's about 86 kilometers of gravel road from the Bois-Frain Road. So about from the 148, I'd say about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay. And how many staff do you guys have up there currently?
Currently we have, with ourselves, we're 11 staff members.
And so with the fires that are going on, how has that impacted your guys' reservations so far, or the number of guests you can have up there, obviously?
Well, right now, because the roads are barricaded and there's no access allowed past a certain point, I believe it's at kilometer 60 right now, because we're at 72, well, that's just at the limit of people accessing our territory, so people are not allowed to come up any further, so we've had to cancel all of our bookings starting June the 4th, when we found out, it was Sunday, June the 4th, we found out later in the day that the road access was restricted and that we could no longer circulate on those forestry roads, so that meant that we no longer were able to accept any new clients. So we had spent that whole day, actually unbeknownst to us, rebooking other groups from other regions that were, their reservations were canceled. So we ended up trying to help everybody out and find places for everyone to come, because their other areas were affected by fire. And little did we know at that time, our place was also becoming a restricted area as well. So we turned around and had to cancel all those bookings that we had just created that evening. And then since then, we've canceled everybody up until this weekend. So we're just sort of waiting to hear if the situation changes with the rain that's in the forecast. We're really, really hoping and praying for some rain to really soak down the region, so that will perhaps change the decisions of the ministry to reopen the roads.
Yeah, geez, the situation has changed quite rapidly. So, like, how many customers do you think are we talking about here?
Oh, we easily have had to cancel 30 reservations in just the last few days, with now the next week, and it's been, we're pretty much making the decision to cancel the next week as well, just because we're just unknown. We can't let our customers, get all the way up the road and find out they have to turn around. So we're trying to give people a few days just to kind of say, okay, well, unfortunately, you can't get up these roads, and we don't know what the changes are going to be, if any. It might be closed for a month. We don't know. So we're just taking it day by day, week by week.
And what does that mean for you guys as well with the roads? Was the fire ever sort of threatening your access out of the territory as well?
No. At the point in the beginning, we were concerned that depending on the wind conditions and just if there were any other electrical storms with just lightning and no rain, that would definitely put us at more risk. But we've been very cautious and careful just to keep an eye on those things. And I suppose, yes, there could have been a point where the fire could have come across the road to block us in, but that wasn't the case, and it never got to that point at all. It's just because we only have one access, road access, into the outfitter. It was concerning for the fire chief in Mansfield. Our mayor of Mansfield and the MRC Pontiac was very concerned that, you know, if things changed for the worse, that we really needed to be evacuating. But it didn't come to that as of yet. But like I say, human life and safety is obviously our first priority. And at this point, it hasn't gotten to that extreme as of yet. But we're not naive to think it couldn't happen. We're just very, very vigilant, very cautious.
And like you were saying there too, if you ever have a need to go back to supplies, you wouldn't necessarily be able to get back up is the thing. Like, you can definitely get back down to town. Okay, gotcha. And can you talk a little bit about too the impact on your business there as well? Is June typically a very busy month for you guys?
Yeah, June is one of our prime months. We have black bear hunting that happens all during the month of June. We have some diehard fishermen that come in, large groups of buddies and friends and you know, bachelor parties and things like that. So having to cancel those bookings, it's pretty hard on us. And I know we're facing a hit as far as revenues and whatnot. But yeah, it's typically a very busy time for us.
And just talking historically here, forest fire season is a relatively common thing, but have you ever been impacted like this in years previous?
We have had some instances of forest fires nearby where, in fact, it was pretty daunting and concerning, but because there weren't like wildfires all over the province of Quebec, we were able to just contact SOPFU, and they were there pretty much right away. So yes, we've been impacted by fires before. We've never had them to this extreme, though. I would say this is definitely unprecedented. This is our 30th season. It's our 30th anniversary year. And this isn't really how we were hoping to celebrate. But at this point, no, we really haven't seen anything like this before.
Laurel, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with us about your guys' situation up there in the upper end of the Pontiac. And if you have anything else you wanted to let our listeners know or anything else that we didn't get to mention here earlier in the interview, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, I just, the outpouring of support has been amazing. We've had so many phone calls from guests that are concerned, people, friends, family. Our community members have been awesome. Pat Bertrand, the fire chief there in Mansfield, Sandra Armstrong, our mayor of Mansfield, Kim Lesage, the director general at the MRC Pontiac, Julien Gagnon, the Ministry of Sécurité Publique, Jane Toller, the warden at the MRC Pontiac. I hope I haven't forgotten anybody, but it's our main members of the community have been just super, super helpful and concerned and doing their best to help us in any way they can. So thank you to all our friends and family, too. Like, it's amazing.